go talk about what's going on down in Indiana and across college basketball when it comes to COVID-19. Dan Dockich, local Indianapolis talk show host and also the best in the business when it comes to breaking down hoops. He's standing by in the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. How you doing, Danny?
Congratulations. I saw you have added Detroit into the mix, so now the Motor City gets to listen to the genius, the brilliance that is the Huge Show. Congrats.
Wow, man. You read that exactly how I texted it to you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how
I can do that.
Yeah, tell me what it's like right now. What's the COVID-19 world and sports world down in Indy right now?
You know, obviously the NFL continued with business as usual. So, and the NFL is what everybody, for the most part, wants to talk about. We were lucky that way. The Victor Oladipo stuff over the last 2 weeks, and in fact, actually breaking a little bit today with the fact that now he's probably going to play, has kept us afloat. Indianapolis 500 really hurt because our station carries it. And frankly, the ratings for the Indianapolis 500 on our station are ridiculous, like 20-plus, that kind of thing. But you know what, Huge? We just kind of kept on keeping on. We had a fake NCAA tournament, which is where my son's Ohio State Buckeyes won because it's my show. And we got involved in a lot of stupid stuff. But with camp coming up in less than 2 weeks, hopefully we'll get to somewhat business as usual.
What do you think about college football? It's a question of the day I threw out to the audience. How much... I guess positivity do you give towards college football starting? It really seems to be looking like it's going to get pushed back to the spring right now. Where are you at on college football happening? Big Ten across the country come end of August, early September.
Oh, man. I'm an optimist in these things, so I'm going to say it's going to be pushed back a little bit, but the Big Ten's news of playing only conference games, I think helps that. I mean, I really don't know, Huge, and I believe this, man. Anybody that acts like or thinks that they know is making stuff up, because we're all just guessing. But I did feel like, okay, the Big Ten starting on time with the elimination of non-conference games is either a good thing or a bad thing for it. Look, you can say, hey, we're going to start on time, we're going to run it through 10 games, we're going to do whatever, or it gives us the flexibility to back it up a few weeks, see what other leagues do, see where this goes. Huge, I honestly don't know. All I know is this. I'm hoping, because my favorite sport is college and professional football. I love it. I love Saturdays. I get all my stuff done. I watch the noon Big Ten game. I bet my face off on it. I just love it, and I'm hoping, but I literally have no idea. Zero.
You know, one thing connected to college football, and also in the students back on campus, and I had Izzo on last week on the show, Danny, that if there's no college football and they can't go, or students come back and it's shut down because of an outbreak, you're going to look at college basketball trying to start after the first of the year without fans, and I guess waiting on where everything's at medically until you're able to allow fans in, or maybe even start your season.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that talk. I've heard a lot of, November 1st, maybe out the window, December 1st, maybe, January 1st, probable. I haven't heard that from ESPN. You know, there's a lot of inventory, and a lot of money invested in things like Feast Week. College basketball, people think, only exists for March a lot of times, or maybe the end of conference tournament play. But, man, there's a lot of interest in college basketball. I saw this, and I don't know what to make of it, Huge. I assume it's a good thing. I saw where the Maui Classic said that, hey, look, we're moving forward, man. We're anticipating playing. Obviously, that's Thanksgiving-ish. I talked to a couple folks down at Indiana that Indiana's in the tournament, and they say, look, we're kind of planning on doing that. Again, I don't know. Here's what I look at. I look at Pfizer. Pfizer, promising early to mid-stage results on a type of vaccine. you know, again, that's what I look at. I think if somehow in the next month somebody came up with some type vaccine. Now, I am involved in a drug relative to autism, and I can tell you, look, it's been, I thought the drug was going to help eventually pay for my daughter, her college. She's out of college now 2 years. So I don't know, Huge, but I would think if I were, I always say gun to head, right? Gun to head, what would you say? Well, gun to head, I would say that college basketball either doesn't start or starts on January 1st, but I've got no great insight. It's just a guess again.
High school sports. We're going to have Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, on the show tomorrow for an update on where they're at. And it's still a wait and see, I think, the next couple, 3 weeks. What are you hearing about Indiana high school football and fall sports?
Well, North Central High School, which is the home of a lot of guys that you've heard of, Eric Gordon being among them, and Washington Township, which includes North Central, has said no high school sports in the fall, and that's a big shockwave through our state. Big, big high school. That's 5,000 kids at the one high school and a number of other high schools around it. That's a big deal here in Indiana. What has come out of that is other high school districts have said, we're not ready to make that decision yet. We're not ready. We don't know. We're going to evaluate over the next couple of weeks. So that news in Indiana, I always believe this, Huge, and I think we saw this. You know, with the Ivy League in March was the first league to shut it down. The Ivy League's the first one to shut it down here in terms of fall sports. You know, we saw what the Big Ten did. I always contend that in these type of situations, the biggest shutting it down first is not a good sign for others having high school sports. And I don't think North Central is the biggest high school here in the state. I think there are three other high schools here in Indiana that are around it, if not as big, either bigger or just a little bit less. But North Central High School in Washington Township doing that in our little neck of the world is ominous, I think, for the rest of high school sports here in Indiana.
Now, did they move their football to the spring, or are they just wiping it clean and there's just no fall sports and they're moving on to their spring sports after Christmas break and first of the year in Indiana?
My understanding is they've just wiped it clean, and volleyball being, you know, in I think it's boys golf or women's golf, women's tennis, I think. My understanding is it's wiped off now. That's what I was told and what I read. But I probably should have. I kind of take it as its word. But with most things, Huge, what I do is I try to read between the lines. But I read that as you know, football done, fall sports done. Could change, I'm sure, but that's how I read it to this point.
All right, so now you have the Hoosier State. You have where high school basketball is king over high school football, and I'm not downplaying high school football anywhere in the state of Indiana. So normally that basketball season for high school would start, I think, somewhere in November, I'm guessing. So are they pushing that back to after the first of the year?
Man, that's up in the air. But I'll tell you this, there was a, and I think North Central and some of the biggest high schools in the state were involved in sectionals, which is our first round of the high school state tournament. And this is terrible when I tell you this, but they had a packed house right when Corona started, and five people from that one gym that one night have died from the coronavirus. Including, and this is where North Central comes in again, Huge, including the athletic director at North Central. Now, in all five people, there were mitigating circumstances, but Corona got them, and that's five in one gym on one particular night, Huge, in the state of Indiana. So I think the state of Indiana, the IHSAA, is being, if not, you know, some probably will say overly precautious. I would say they're you can't be overly in this instance with what happened on that one night back in March.
Isn't your wife a softball coach, if I'm not wrong, or a former softball coach, right?
Yeah, my wife, softball, Olympic alternate softball player, All-American, then a softball coach, yes.
Well, where's she at on everything COVID-19 when it comes to the female side of sports?
You know, she's interesting. I have a stepdaughter plays softball at Harvard, and they canceled their fall, and they canceled last year. They got 10 games in. She is huge, and I, you know, this is probably going to get me in trouble, but we're among those that we read everything. We want to know. And I'm not saying anybody should ever die, but her thought is, you know what, when you really examine what happens to people, you know, in their 20s and teens in this virus, there's a case to be made for going to school. There's a case to be made for having sports. One of the things that we discuss, and I discussed today with Seth Greenberg on my show, but my wife and I discuss it, you know, is our schools and the bubbles that sports are in the safest place that kids could be? I mean, let's be honest. I have kids in their 20s, you know, living at my house throughout this entire pandemic. It's hard to keep them smart. It's hard to keep them from not having people at the house. It's hard for keeping them when bars open back up from not going out and being social. I wonder if being at school, Seth Greenberg really advocates this, being at school isn't the safest place for kids. And let's say schools aren't going to start, it gets even safer for athletes to have football or to have basketball if you don't have students on campus. It's a bubble that they can live in. So as coaches, Seth, myself, and my wife, we talk about this all the time. I don't know the real answer. I just know that statistically, obviously, for kids 25 and under, this disease is almost non-existent in terms of, it's existent, but almost non-existent when you look at other diseases that they get. So my answer is I have no freaking idea. And I don't want to put kids in as an incubator. You know, I don't want them to be an experiment because we're trying to see. But based on what you read, the environments that colleges are putting athletes in are, seem to be fairly safe.
It's amazing, and I agree with what you and your wife said, that the different opinions, because nobody knows, you know, like you just said, nobody, there are so many, and this is from the medical professionals and, you know, medical advice from media people like us, you can take it for what it's worth, but I'm talking medical professionals and the different, the charts, the graphs, the numbers, cases, deaths, how different it is in different areas at different times. We've had no true read on this. And it's crazy.
No, and, you know, I have people that follow, and our sister station's a political station, and they, a couple of guys are friends, and they're like, hey, Dan, Dr. Fauci has literally been successful at playing every single side of this. In fact, friend Frischella came on my show, and he said, Dr. Fauci is the only guy that gives a second opinion on his own opinion. So, and when you say that, man, people crush you, right? Like if you, you know, if you're on one side or the other, man, the other side just crushes you. I've tried to pay as close attention to this as I can because, frankly, my livelihood depends on it. My contract's up after this month at ESPN. I'm trying to redo one, so I got to have, you know, college sports. But the truth is, we don't know. And the truth is, I'm very, very concerned about is the idea of sending in athletes as guinea pigs, the idea of sending in fans as guinea pigs. I'll tell you what, here, Hughes, the Indianapolis 500, which back in its heyday, there'd be 500,000 people here on race day. Now it's come back a bit, but the estimates are closer to 250 to 300,000, which is obviously a hell of a lot of people in a small area or an area that isn't, you know, an entire town. So what the Indianapolis 500 has done is they said, look, we're going to race on August 23rd, assuming everything goes well. We're going to go to half capacity. Now, Huge, I don't know what half capacity means. Is that half capacity of what they've had over the last few years? And I also don't know, and I'm going to, I guess at some point you have to trust the people in the know, but man, Are you bringing folks in to be human guinea pigs? Is this a test? I mean, I don't know, but I ask that question a lot on my show, and I ask that question a lot of my listeners. Would you go? Would you attend? And it's about 50-50 usually, and you got to understand, here in Indianapolis, going to the Speedway with your cooler is a way of life, man. It's generational here. So it's about 50-50 people saying, yeah, I'd still go. No, I don't want any part of it. No, I'll watch it on TV even though it's blacked out. It's an interesting world is the best I can give you.
Amen. Dan Dockich, Indy sports talk show host, one of the most popular the Hoosier State has ever seen, kind of like the Bobby Knight of the microphone on a daily basis.
Go.
Also, ESPN College Hoops breaks it down better than anybody. Thanks for the love. I saw the tweet on the edition of AM 1270 to the Huge Radio Network out of Detroit. Danny, stay safe. My best to you and your family. We'll talk soon.
Huge congratulations on all the continued success, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, back at you, Dan Dockich. A lot of people don't like him because he's honest. Like in college basketball, he'll be honest. He might call out Cassius Winston in the Michigan State Nation because of Twitter. We'll go after him. He's honest. I love him. He's a good man on air and off air. And a lot of people I meet are even better off air than what you hear on air.